Let's talk about tumors with EGFR mutations and particularly what happens when patients receive an EGFR TKI and then have disease progression.
So for EGFR mutated lung cancer, as you know, the major resistance mechanism to erlotinib and other EGFR kinase inhibitors is the development of a second mutation, T790M. And we're able to detect this in somewhere between 50 to 60% of patients who develop resistance to first-line EGFR TKIs. But we're also able to detect other resistance mechanisms. And the major other resistance mechanisms are MET amplification and ERBB2 amplification. And both of these potentially could be treated, targeted. So this is useful information. We're also still discovering new resistance mechanisms, and there's that work is in progress and is partly based on the MSK impact sequencing.
So just to clarify, because I don't recall hearing that before, you're saying that one of the mechanisms of resistance that develops with patients on TKIs is not only T790, but also MET and HER2?
Yes. So those are what we would call target-independent resistance mechanisms or bypass mechanisms. So you can develop resistance either by having a subclone of cells with this new T790M mutation grow out, which makes the TKI no longer active against the mutant EGFR molecule, or you can develop another alteration, not in EGFR, but in another signaling molecule. So like I said, the most common is MET amplification and ERBB2 amplification. And they're seen in probably 5% of these resistant samples. And in those cases, there's no T790M. The cells have become resistant because they've turned on, they've amplified either MET or ERBB2 and have kind of compensated for the inhibition of EGFR by doing that and increasing the mitogenic MAP kinase signaling back to the level that was there before the EGFR TKI.